We used to pass it every Sunday on the way to Grandpop's house. For years, it stood behind the brick row house on the corner, a big white sailboat. Grandpop said the man had been building it in his backyard for as long as anyone in the neighborhood could remember. All that was visible above the brick walls surrounding the yard were the bare masts and the varnished pilot house. Dad used to joke about it every time we passed it. How in the world did the boat builder plan to get it out of that bricked-in yard? I always imagined that boat builder was a man driven by a wanderlust, craving adventure, biding his time till the last board was in place, the last dab of paint brushed on, then putting to sea and never coming back to a run-down city of row houses and tiny bricked-in yards. Grandpop had shipped out of Minsk, Russia, before the First World War, on his greatest and only seafaring adventure, and now was living out his final years in a place that held no charm, no surprises, nothing larger than life. He could learn a thing or two from his neighbor. Every time we passed that boat, my brothers and I traded stories about who this boat builder was, where he was going, what wild, swashbuckling adventures he'd find there. We imagined him a rakish soldier of fortune, a treasure hunter, a captain courageous. All the things our grandpop and dad, for that matter, were not. Later, after grandpop died, we'd still find ourselves passing through that neighborhood on our way to my aunt and uncle's house. We were getting older, the novelty had worn off, and we noticed the sailboat only as a landmark. We were too busy with homework and baseball and girls to dream about adventure in the seven seas. Anyway, we had realized a long time ago that the boat builder must be a poor, hopeless soul, a dreamer trapped in a shabby row house, building a monument to his own disappointment and how his life had turned out. I didn't like passing by that unfinished boat anymore. It reminded me that foolish hope is worse than no hope at all. It reminded me that Grandpop had died alone in a row house he had paid the mortgage on for 30 years and still didn't own. He could afford only the interest payments. My mother told us this. When he died, the bank took his house. One day when I was in college, an errand took me back to that neighborhood. An out-of-town friend was with me. I pointed out the landmarks, such as they were, of my childhood. Up on the next corner, I said, there's a guy been building a boat for, I don't know, 30 years. Wait till you see it. We turned the corner, and my friend strained to see, but the boat was gone. I stopped the car. It was the right house. The brick wall was still there, but the big white boat was gone. I thought about that for days. Probably the old guy had moved away or died, and the new owners of the house had broken up the boat for junk. But maybe, just maybe, he took a sledge to that brick wall, hauled his sailboat down to the river, hoisted crisp new sails, and went off, at last, on his life's adventure.